It's Wednesday the 9th of November. It's day 9 of Napod Pomo. Morning. Yes, good morning. It's a bit cold outside, a little bit dark outside, but it is till Wednesday. Welcome to Hump Day. I do have something to talk about today, believe it or not. And ever since Android was first announced, oh look, there go half the people listening. Ever since Android was first announced, I always wanted to get a phone with Android on it. And I wouldn't say I was, well, we were nowhere near first in the queue. We were quite some way back because we already had, contracts with existing phones, so we couldn't justify, dumping those contracts just to get new Android phones. But anyway, I've been a firm supporter and advocate of Android ever since. Now, what has been really frustrating me recently is the patent war that's been going on between the likes of Google and Google's partners, Apple and Microsoft. Now, the war between Apple and Android, not Apple and Google, because Apple don't seem to be going for Google directly, because I don't think they believe they can take Google on themselves. So they're going for Android and some of Android's partners. Now, I'm not too worried about that because it would seem as though Android is starting to lose some of the lawsuits they're putting up against Android, particularly up against smaller companies, which is quite refreshing to see. But what's bugging me at the moment is the amount of money that Microsoft is actually making off of Android. Now, as far as I'm aware, Microsoft had no direct input to the Android system whatsoever. However, it would appear as though Microsoft are actually making more money through licensing of Android than they are their own Windows Phone system, which doesn't make sense at all. Particularly when what they're doing is they're going to companies such as HTC, Huawei. A Chinese smartphone and tablet manufacturer, and a number of other places, saying, look, we believe you're violating our patents by implementing this Android system. If you pay us a royalty for every Android device you produce, we'll protect you. And apparently, one of the manufacturers is actually giving Microsoft $15 for every Android device that they produce, which I think is outrageous when you think that Android is actually a system that's given away by Google free of charge. It's utterly mad. So you can appreciate perhaps how happy I was to see the news article that came out yesterday in the Seattle Times that Barnes & Noble, who produce the an e-reader called the Nook. It's a colour touchscreen based e-reader, which is based on the Android operating system. They've asked Barnes & Noble have asked the Department of Justice in America to review whether the patent licensing agreements, basically these payment bodyguard payments, are anti-competitive or not. Which is great news from my perspective, because I don't personally see how Microsoft can continue to get away with essentially demanding payment. It's like the bully coming up to your lunchtime and saying, give us your lunch money or I'll beat you up. How they can continue doing that, but also these alleged patents that they own, they've never actually detailed what they are. So they're going to these manufacturers and say, look, we're Microsoft, we're big, give us your money or we'll beat you up. And the sad thing is that a lot of these manufacturers are actually rolling over and complying, which is scary. Because from an operating system, a smartphone operating system that is supposed to be free of charge and supposed to be, the next big thing, Microsoft are actually profiting off a system that they have no involvement in, which I think is totally wrong. What do you think? Let me know. Right. 2 days... there will be a link in the show notes to the news article that I was referring to as well. He says, copying the URL and pasting it into his notes right now. There we go. Today's track is brilliant, basically. In May, Caroline and I went to the Wesley Centre in Maltby to see an acoustic night that was put on by the Classic Rock Society. Now, the three acts that were on that evening were Matt Stevens, who I'm sure you've heard of, and I will probably be playing one of his tracks during November. Jump, who were a rock group from, I think, around Hertfordshire here in the UK, but I'm certain their lead singer is Welsh. And Moore, M-O-R-R-E, who are from Canada, and this was actually their debut gig in the UK. So we were quite honoured to see that. Matt Stevens was absolutely awesome, and on episode 164 of the podcast, which was back in June, we actually played back an interview that we recorded with Matt Stevens just after his gig. Jump were fantastic. I really do like them. I'll talk a bit more about them in a second. Moore was great as well. It's a three-piece, two guitarists and a drummer. They were fantastic. It worked really well. Jump I want to talk about, because that's who the track is by that we're going to be playing today. Now, I personally think that the lead singer from Jump, whose name escapes me, how bad is that, sounds so much like Fish from Marillion, and a lot of the sound from the group is very Marillion-esque, which is never a bad thing in my opinion. But the way he writes his songs is they're all based around real life stories, and the album that this track that I'm going to play shortly is from is called The Beachcomber. And on there's a lot of songs actually about his family, about his ancestors. And it's a really great album. We actually bought it on the night of the gig. It's a really, really great album. And this track that I say I'm about to play you is a brilliant piece of rock. Now, sadly, when we went to see a Jump, they did say to us, do come back, because we're playing a non-acoustic gig, as in we're going to bring out all the amps in November. And the reason I say sadly is because the gig's actually on Saturday and we completely and totally forgot about it and haven't got any tickets for it. So if you have got any tickets and you are going to be going to see Jump at the Wesley Centre in Maltby on Saturday the 12th of November, 1, I hate you. 2, I really hope you enjoy it, because it's going to be great. So, there we go. There we have it. Thank you very much indeed for tuning in today. And this is Jump with Down 3 Times. Have a great day. I'll catch you tomorrow.
John Henry combs the beach at Morva Bychan, never glancing at the ever-changing sea. The drift of oceans gathered on the shoreline, haphazard drifts John Henry through his soliloquy. John Henry tacks the streets behind the harbour, ignores the police car. clatter on the masts. The trunks of slate are stacked against the quaysides, odds stacked against John Henry by the demons in his past. John Henry combs the beach at Morvabachan.